trouble, 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 welcome home.
Pot of coffee, and you can rest your shoes, and you can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. Well, it's just a little part of the life we've lived. Although I'd rather have a little bit of trouble and never know the love you give. Hello, trouble, come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you been?
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris has now secured the support of enough Democratic delegates to become her party's nominee against Donald Trump in November, and the Republicans are taking notice. Here's ABC's Lionel Louise.
Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, campaigning in Virginia, called the Democrats a threat to democracy.
Democrats are the ones who want to throw out 14 million ballots and not elect Kamala Harris, but select Kamala Harris.
Republicans ramping up attack ads on Harris.
She covered up Joe's obvious mental decline.
Our president is in good shape, in good health.
Tireless, vibrant.
Others slamming Harris's track record and bringing up race.
Kamala Harris campaigns today in Milwaukee. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle admitting that her agency failed in its mission to protect former President Donald Trump. Delta Airlines canceling 5,500 flights so far since the CrowdStrike Microsoft patch debacle, some still stranded. This is ABC News. Police body cam video now released after a deadly shooting by a police officer in Springfield, Illinois. The victim, Sonia Massey, was shot in the head in her own home after calling 911 to report a possible intruder. Former sheriff's deputy Sean Grayson was caught on another deputy's body camera shooting Massey. Here's ABC's Alex Perez.
Grayson, who did not turn on his body cam until after shooting Massey, explaining the situation to responding officers who ask, where's the gun?
House is clear. She was the only one.
Where's the gun?
No, she had a boiling water and came at me with boiling water.
You shot her?
Yeah. She said she was going to rebuke me in the name of Jesus and came at me with boiling water.
Grayson charged with murder.
Grayson, who was fired after the incident, has pleaded not guilty. New migrant caravan making its way through Mexico right now toward the U.S. border. Hundreds of people starting the trip Sunday. Many in the group say they're worried about the border being closed down. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Two people are confirmed dead following a plane crash south of EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh Monday afternoon. Responders arrived at the scene to find the plane fully engulfed in fire. The fatal crash came on the first day of Air Venture 2024 and shut down all operations at Whitman Regional Airport. Top Wisconsin Democratic elected officials are endorsing Kamala Harris for president. The list includes Governor Tony Evers, U.S. Representatives Gwen Moore and Mark Pecan, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. And UW-Madison will sell beer, wine, and prepackaged cocktails in general seating areas at home football games starting with the 2024 opener. That'll happen August 30th against Western Michigan. Camp Randall Stadium will be the 16th of 18 Big Ten stadiums with alcohol sales in the general seating areas. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
You know Fleet Farm's got everything for everyday life. But did you know we also have the best prices guaranteed every day? Like 40 pounds of Diamond Crystal Softener Salt, on sale now for just $5.69. Or a 40-pound bag of Black Oil Sunflower Seed, on sale for $17.49. And on the odd day you find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life, all at the best prices. Guaranteed.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, isolated thunderstorm 62. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, cooler, less humid, high of 76.
If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news. When this fella came on the TV, he said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. Well, that got me going without even knowing. I'm packed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me two pina coladas. I want one for each end. Let's set the sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two pina coladas. Said goodbye to her good time and man. Get by. Oh, now I've gotta say that the wind and the waves and the moon winking down at me eases my mind by leaving behind the heartaches that love often brings. Got a smile that goes on for miles with no inclination to roam. I've got to say that I think I've got to stay. This is feeling more and more like home. So bring me to be clubs. I got to have one for each day. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I bury them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her good time and man. Bring, bring. Set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land.
Oh, troubles, I forgot them.
Troubles, I forgot them.
I buried them in the sand.
I buried her in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas and say hello to her good timing man.
It's a big job just getting by with nine kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometime I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man. Working man like me, I ain't never been on welfare, and that's one place I won't be. I'll be working as long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song for the working man.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him cause he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, peeling stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. Said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Johnny Cash, boy named Sue, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid-60s across the region. Do have some areas of fog as well. Could see some more showers and storms today, but then the weather will quiet down. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour, along with our newsmaker segment. Later on this morning at about 9:10, we'll continue our look at the Weiss family farm with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We're spotlighting the Weiss family farm all this week, and so we'll continue our conversation here this hour, or coming up during the 9 o'clock hour later this morning. And during the morning show, we'll also have our interviews as well posted on our YouTube channel at Duran Broadcasting, WRDN. We have the first interview from yesterday already posted there. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Looking at animal welfare and stockmanship, our focus today on our Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers. Joining the broadcast is Dr. Jennifer Van Oss, Assistant Professor and Extension Specialist of Animal Welfare at UW-Madison.
In my lab, we do very applied research to respond to the needs of people in the dairy community around how to improve animal care and animal welfare outcomes on the farm. My research is informed a lot by conversations with dairy farmers and other people who support them in the industry, because we want to make sure that our work is really relevant, science-based, but also practical and can be applied on the farm. We know that when there are instances of these exceptions, extremely bad or abusive handling, that are often captured in undercover videos, which animal activist organizations use to try to create negative publicity about the industry, we know that that makes the popular news. It's something that reaches different households that aren't involved in ag, and that can influence public perception. But that's only one type of animal handling that we think or hope is quite rare throughout the industry. And so in my lab, we did seek to try to address this question of how do people either on the farm or who aren't involved in agriculture view a wider variety of practices that are probably more commonly or more realistically used across farms. So we did a survey study that was part of this larger USDA-funded project that were our overall project goal, where we got this grant from the USDA, was to try to actually build public trust in agriculture, specifically focusing on stockmanship and cow handling on dairy farms. In this survey, we actually had two versions. And if we looked at the people within the industry compared to people off of the farm, the people who work with cattle more closely were actually better able to recognize what the cows probably experienced. So when we asked, how do you think the cows felt? Were they nervous or at ease? Were they distressed or whatever? People who work in the industry, I think, had responses that were more aligned with what the research would say. So they could better recognize, okay, this kind of interaction where people are yelling is actually upsetting to the cows, whereas people in the general public didn't seem to understand that. And then in the big picture, both of these groups were actually quite well aligned. So people in the industry did recognize, okay, this has a negative effect on cows. We don't think it's really acceptable, even though we think they're somewhat common. This suggests that the industry recognizes there is a need to improve and move away from some of these more negative practices. So that was kind of surprising on the whole. Like, I would say that the take-home message of our study is actually that the situation is better than we expected, but there was a need to do this research because nobody had ever looked at what do people think about these practices.
Comments from Dr. Jennifer Van Oss from UW-Madison on a recent PDP Dairy Signal discussing stockmanship.
With stockmanship, we are learning more and more that, yes, it is really important. It affects animal welfare. It affects animal productivity. It also affects public perception. So this is the topic that, even though we've known a lot about it for a long time, we can't drop the ball. We have to keep going and making sure that we're doing the best we can. And there are definitely opportunities that we've identified where we can still be doing better. So even though we know what the best practices are, there are still some hurdles that we found to making sure that the best practices are used consistently. And we're here to help. We're constantly trying to develop new innovative resources to help people better implement good habits and hold on to those good habits. And so we have Moving Cows Now, which is a simulator to help people practice those skills. And then we're also working on ProHand, which really delves more into human psychology and how to build and maintain these good habits. And again, I want to emphasize that I'm here to listen. I'm constantly learning every day. I think continuous improvement, continuous education, it applies to me too. So I love hearing ideas and stories from the field and challenges and ways that we can help with animal welfare and animal care.
That's Dr. Jennifer Van Oss, Assistant Professor and Extension Specialist of Animal Welfare at UW-Madison, from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Join us tomorrow for our Wellness Wednesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Timmy, everybody. Great job.
Next up for our fifth grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence dyne test under high-load conditions versus API SP test limits.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Maybe longer if I do.
Lockworth proper could be right in time, and can you see which way we should turn, together or alone? I can never see what's right or what is wrong. Did it take too long to see? Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Now it's come to what you want, you've had your way, and all the things you thought before just faded in the gray. And can you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Won't you look at me and tell me, Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Pure Prairie League, and Amy here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Brian Winnikin, 65 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, August milk up 3 to 2017, September down 2 to 2080, October up 4 to 2096, November milk up 5 at 2035. Cheese markets yesterday were higher. Barrels up 1.25 to 192.5. 40-pound blocks up 1 to 187.5. 2-trade a barrel, 4-trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 307.5, 6 trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk steady at 119.75, no trades on the day. Dry whey up 3/4 to 52.5, no trades on the day. Cattle markets are called mixed. Hogs are called higher. Now, with the cattle on feed report known, traders are deciding the placement number will be the focus and provided support to the market yesterday. The supply of cattle will be tight the rest of the year, and the potential for increased demand once summer is over may provide renewed support for the market. Beef demand has slowed and has been reflected in boxed beef prices over the last few weeks. Meanwhile, though, hog markets, well, they are continuing to extend their recent rally. December and October contracts both showing the greatest gains. Again, some strength in some of the pork cutout values, helping to support the markets. The market may have already found a bottom this last few trading days. August live cattle up 82 cents to 183.92. October up $1.12 to 184.60. December was up $1.35 to 186.02. August feeder cattle open at 256.40. September 256.50. October 256.25. August hogs will open the day at 92.37. October 75.97. December at 67.95. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn is relatively flat to slightly lower. Soybeans are moving higher, while wheat is moving mostly lower. Now, there is a little bit of profit-taking in especially corn and wheat this morning after the big gains from yesterday, but soybeans still receiving some support from expectations of increased demand. Also, still some strength in at least the soybean meal contracts this morning. September corn down a quarter to 4.00 even. December down 3/4 to 4.14 1/4. March down 0.5 to 4.28 3/4. New crop 25 down 1 to 4.56. August beans up 2 3/4 to 11.20 1/2. September up 4 to 10.68 3/4. November up 3 3/4 to 10.72 1/2. New crop 25 up 3.5 to 10.86 1/2. August soybean meal up 60 cents this morning to 344.20, while August soybean oil down 8 cents to 46.92. Chicago wheat, September down 6 to 542. December down 5 3/4 to 567 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, September down 7.5 to 615 1/4. December down 8 to 632 1/4. Energy markets this morning are lower. September crude oil down 12 cents to 78.28. October down 13 cents to 77.20. Now August and September gas both steady. August at 2.46, September at 2.42. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn, $3.48. August and September, $3.48. New crop, $3.60. Cash beans at $10.58. August, $10.58. New crop at $9.89. Big River Resources, Boyceville. Cash corn, $3.85 and a quarter. August, $3.80 and a quarter. September, $3.75 and a quarter. New crop, $3.70. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia. Cash corn, $3.87. August, $3.81. September, $3.75. New crop, $3.70. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.57 and new crop $3.60. Cash beans $10.68, new crop $9.93. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.68, new crop $3.65. Cash beans $10.61, new crop $9.84. Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.81, August $3.83, September $3.73, new crop $3.70, cash beans $10.89, August $10.86, September $10.23, new crop $10.09. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.54, new crop $3.62, cash beans $10.72, new crop $9.96. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 178 to 203, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 183, market cows 116 to 139, bulls 138 to 175, calves 400 to 980, beef steers 192 to 405, Holstein steers 150 to 310. Sheep markets, market lambs 190 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets, does 142 and down, bucks 260 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
tried to teach me courtesy. But it never sank in till that girl got a hold of me. Now I'm holding umbrellas and opening up doors. I'm taking out the trash and I'm sweeping my floors. I'm crossing my fingers and counting every kiss, praying that it keeps going.
Could stay awake just to hear you breathing, watch you smile while you're sleeping, while you're far away and dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. I don't wanna close my eyes. I don't wanna fall asleep, 'cause I miss you. And I don't wanna miss a thing, 'cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream will never do, I'd still miss you. And I don't wanna miss a thing. Lying close to you, feeling your heart beating, and I'm wondering what you're dreaming, wondering if it's me you're seeing. Then I kiss your eyes and thank God we're together. I just wanna stay with you in this moment forever. I don't wanna close my eyes. I don't wanna fall asleep, 'cause I miss you. And I don't wanna miss a thing, 'cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream will never do, I'd still miss you. And I don't wanna miss a thing. I don't wanna miss one smile. I don't wanna miss one kiss. I just wanna be with you right here with you, just like this. I just wanna hold you close.
Don't wanna miss a thing.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in a sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sunset low, pull out my fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalogue. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. A fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. My life for diamonds or jewels. I never was one of them money-hungry fools. Rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's somebody keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. But my daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, play my fiddle and cry. And thank God, oh, a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
A country boy,
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikans. Well, despite all the issues farmers might point to for the price of corn to go higher, they need to bear in mind the fundamentals of supply and demand. Todd Gleason has more.
Well, last Friday, the United States government tallied two important facts. The first has to do with last year's corn crop. They've 37% more of it left in the bin today on their farms than they did at this same time in 2023. The second is that as of June 1st, when 91% of the corn crop had already been planted, they intended to push acreage from about 90 million to just under 91.5 million. It was an ugly day. It may not get better for those farmers holding on to last year's corn crop, says University of Minnesota agricultural economist Ed Usett.
Well, my fear is we're at low prices for the entire year. Here we are. Values are as low as they've been all year, as low as they've been for quite some time. It's not good stuff. What's going on, this 11th commandment of grain marketing, thou shalt not hold unpriced grain beyond July 1. You got two things happening, or two things that tend to happen. You've got new crop futures have a tendency to decline from spring to fall in both corn and soybeans. It's not a certainty, but it's pretty strong, a strong tendency in corn, a pretty strong tendency soybean.
The second thing is the basis, or the difference between prices in Chicago at the Board of Trade and those at the local grain elevator, tend to break going into fall.
Here's the funny thing. All that grain out there and the basis at ethanol plants in Minnesota is very strong. I see ethanol plants bidding 15 to 25 over the September. That's an incredible bid. Elevators are 60 cents less than that. There are strong bids at the soybean crushing plants. Looking at the 15 over the August contract, the elevators are 60, 70, 80 cents less than that. It tells me when they're that strong bidding for nearby, the crush plants and the ethanol plants, these producers who are holding their grain are holding very strong. They're going to be stubborn about this. And I'm very concerned that this could end with even a worse bang as the basis gets up late in the crop year and this grain is simply forced to come out.
So Ed Ussid from the University of Minnesota has this advice for farmers needing to sell old crop grain. Sell it on a rally, but that's more like an up day rather than a full-blown move higher. For new crop, wait.
I don't chase it lower. I recall telling someone here a month ago when December corn was 460, 470, 480, you know, closing in on kind of dollars, and telling people, look, if conditions are right, I could see it. I could see new crop corn at 420 or 430 December corn. That's where we are. We're at 420 right now. It sure didn't take long to get there. We're looking for rallies again. I'm not going to chase it lower at this time, but I'm on point for a rally.
Not a big holy smokes. There's a short crop or huge demand kind of rally, but just a rally. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Thanks, Todd. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy. No more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected through the afternoon today in our ag weather forecast, but then we'll have dry weather for the rest of the week, and highs will remain in the upper 70s to low 80s through Thursday, with highs then increasing into the mid 80s to low 90s for the end of the week into early next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a 50% chance of a shower or storm, highs 74 to 79. Relative humidities at 64 to 69%. Light winds becoming north at 5 to 7. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. Otherwise, about 4 hours of sunshine today. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or storm, and we'll have areas of fog late. Lows 55 to 60. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Northeast winds at 5 to 7. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 74 to 79, relative humidities at 53 to 58%, north winds at 5 to 8, so we'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, sunshine, high 75 to 80, Friday, sunny, highs 80 to 85, Saturday, sunshine, highs 85 to 90, for Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90, and for Monday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th Anniversary Celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, hangout heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/summer.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Harvesting melons can be difficult because it's often hard to tell when they're ripe. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you're growing cantaloupe, there are several signs that will indicate when it's ready as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Cantaloupe or muskmelon? The terms are interchangeable for the most part. If you have some growing in the garden, you may be wondering how soon they can be harvested. Gilbert Miller is an area extension vegetable specialist with Clemson University. He says in general, the time from the female bloom to harvest is 30 to 35 days. The most noticeable sign that the melon is ready is when the fruit easily separates from the stem.
It'll be a cracking around the pedestal or the stem that attaches to the fruit, and they call this slipping. When you can just apply a little bit of pressure, when you see that cracking and the stem comes off, that's at full maturity.
Your nose can also point out a ripe cantaloupe. Sniff where you pulled it from the stem, and there should be a strong aroma. Keep an eye on the outer rind. Miller says most varieties of cantaloupes will turn from a green to buff yellow color and begin to show a netting pattern on the surface as they ripen.
The veining on the fruit gets really dense as it matures, less slick surface area on the fruit. The netting, if you pay close observation to it, you'll see the netting will actually start, or the lines will start actually going up the stem and